The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as I was saying earlier, the current hot temperatures are set to continue across the week with high pressures expected to last. A high temperature warning is in effect currently for five counties and also a weather advisory for warm weather across the country. These warm weather warnings, though, a hosepipe ban is becoming increasingly likely as this heat wave obviously continues. And Ishka Éireann have said that they are very concerned and continue to be concerned about water supplies in the greater Dublin area, including the capital, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. But do hosepipe bans work? For more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Jenny Lawler from DCU Water Institute. Good evening to you, Jenny. Would you support a hosepipe ban and do they work?
Hi, Ciara. How are you? Thanks for having me on. So at the moment, Ishka Éireann isn't kind of saying that they're going to have a hosepipe ban straight away. But what they have done is they have launched a drop the hose campaign, which is really in place to urge people to avoid non-essential water use while the hot weather continues. So rather than a hosepipe ban, it's really a call to action to all of us to recognise that, you know, the demand, the high demand for water that we're seeing at the moment is really, a lot of it is our responsibility individually, and all of these individual actions can make a big difference. So there's no hosepipe ban at the moment. There are some stronger restrictions being proposed, like nighttime restrictions in the greater Dublin area if the demand remains high. But at the moment, no legal mechanism to stop people using their hosepipe.
Okay. And if people were to all stop using their hose pipe, would that conserve a lot of water? Like, do we use a lot of water hosing down our gardens? Is that a big issue?
Yeah, we really do. So we're at record daily consumption now around the greater Dublin area. And if you use a hose to water your garden, you're using somewhere between 15 and 18 litres per minute. So it's a massive amount of water. And it's not actually that good for your garden. So if you use a watering can instead of a hose, what people tend to do is really focus their watering on exactly where the plant needs it. So it's not that good for your plants to water the leaves and just kind of spray water all over them, which is what people tend to do with a hose. It's actually better to water the soil exactly where the roots need it and to give a deep watering in the correct place rather than just spraying the whole garden with your hose. Much better for your garden and much better in terms of water conservation. Grass will recover. You know, the grass is looking a bit yellow and dry now, but it always recovers once the hot weather finishes. And having this kind of pressure on water supplies, you know, it's far more important that we all do our part to do that. So we can reduce by about 90% the water required for watering your garden if you use a watering can instead.
So targeted water with the watering can is better. Is watering your plants with a watering can considered okay during a hose pipe ban?
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We're still allowed to go ahead with that. You know, you don't have to let all your plants die. It's just being smart about it. And that includes things like watering first thing in the morning rather than the middle of the day. So early in the morning or late at night. And it's not just the garden. It's things like, you know, think about, do you really need to wash your car? And if you do, being sensible about that. So if you go, for example, to a petrol station and you use the jet wash, that uses a massive amount of water. It'll use over 100 litres of water to wash your car, and that water is typically not recycled. Whereas if you do it with a bucket and a sponge, you might use 5 litres of water.
All right.
Or even if you use the commercial drive-through washes, a lot of them have recycling systems in place and they'll recover the water, so it uses much less. You know,
so are you just saying to people to have a bit of sort of civic responsibility? We keep hearing our water supply is on a knife edge, so maybe don't squander it needlessly. If there are other ways of doing whatever it is you're doing, maybe take that
absolutely
on board.
Yeah, that's it. It's these individual actions, because it's this kind of peak demand that we're putting on at the moment that pushes the system beyond their capacity. So the cumulative effect of everybody doing a little bit really makes a difference. Like, obviously, it's not a long-term solution. You know, the long-term solution is a combined effect of, you know, resilient infrastructure and reducing the leakages and protecting our catchments and, you know, helping people to use water more efficiently all of the year round. But it's definitely going to make a difference in this hot weather period.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Jenny Lawler there from DCU Water Institute.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.